We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. So today I talking to Patricia Prince, who's a cancer survivor. She also runs a website called Pink Ribbon Runner. And I think you will find this podcast interview an inspiring and fascinating interview. Hope you enjoyed this new episode of Healthy Living with Crazy Fitness Guy. Thanks for coming on here, Patricia.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get started, I was just curious. What made you wanted to start running in the first place?
Well, I started running because my oncologist said that I needed to do at least 20 minutes of cardio exercise per day. He said Jane Fonda, which I thought was funny. That's just showing our age. But I started by walking, and then walking wasn't enough cardio. Eventually, I sort of habituated to the walking, and it eventually led to running.
So what's how many minutes do you run now?
I run every day. I'm what they call a streak runner. So I've been running every day for the past 921 days. So I'm approaching 3 years running every day. It'll be 3 years in December. Not everybody that runs every day. It's not for everybody, but I decided to run every day because the bone pains. My cancer medication causes deep bone pains, and running really helps with that. So I didn't start off by running every day. I built up to it, and I noticed when I was running a couple of times per week, I noticed that on the days after I ran, I wasn't getting those bone pains, but they would come back. If I didn't run. So I thought, why not run every day? I average about 15, 30 minutes per day running. And on the weekends, I usually do more. I usually bump that up to an hour to 2 hours of running on the weekends.
Oh, gee, I didn't think I could run that far. I ran on my treadmill for an hour once, but I don't think I would ever do that again.
Yeah, no, I honestly don't like treadmill running. It's boring. When I absolutely have to run on a treadmill, I put on a movie and I run with that. But I much prefer to run outside.
Well, I was only running on it when I was running on the treadmill, and this was probably 4 or 5, 6 years ago, before I got into Beachbody On Demand. I was just listening to my AC/DC DVD that my brother got me for a Christmas present, I believe, or a birthday present. And
nice.
So I was just kind of blasting it all in my basement, driving my parents and nuts.
I love running to AC/DC. It just it pumps you up, right? It's got a good beat and it gets you going.
Especially when you're on the highway as well.
Yeah. There
you go. No pun intended. Highway
exactly.
to hell.
Yeah. I always think of that movie. What's that movie with Emilio Estevez, where the AC/DC did the soundtrack to that. And so I always, when I'm running on the highway and I'm listening to AC/DC, I always think of that movie and I kind of look at the cars weird, because in that movie, the cars all, the transports all came to life and were killing people. So Maximum Overdrive, that was the name of the movie.
And I think I've seen that movie. Now I might have to go look into it.
Yeah, it's a good movie, and it makes me run faster when I listen to AC/DC on the highway.
As long as it's not making you drive faster.
No, it doesn't not drive, run. Run faster.
Do you find that running is hard for you when you first started?
Yes, running was very hard. I still remember those first days. I started running about 6 years ago, and still in my mind, I remember how hard it was. I was walking about 5 or 6 kilometers a day by then, and so I thought I was fit enough to start running, and I was wrong. Running and walking are two completely different activities. I honestly thought in the first minute of running, I thought I was going to die. I couldn't breathe and my legs weren't working right, and it felt really awkward, and it was just, it was horrible. But I persevered. I don't really know why I persevered through that, but I think I was determined to listen to my oncologist and get fit. And
there are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access, access to our free Facebook community, and so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Lose weight. I was about 100 pounds overweight at when I started walking, and I lost a lot of that weight walking, but I was struggling to get the last 20-30 pounds off, and so when I took up running, I was still quite overweight, and it was very awkward to run, but I persevered and worked through that. And I ran my first 5 kilometer run in Run for the Cure. It was to raise money for breast cancer research. So, and that was my goal. And I persisted through that. And it got easier. Running does get easier as you do it, but it's really hard in the beginning.
Well, I know a lot of people have been saying I should run like a 5K, but I always keep telling them to, and it's like, if you can fit in my schedule and show me where I can practice and where I have time to do that, and I don't think I can do it right now, especially with the whole coronavirus. Nothing's happened.
Oh, yeah. It's really hard to run. I mean, we were restricted. We're not allowed to run with friends now, and we're really restricted on our running. I, because of my run streak, and I don't want to miss a day and go back down to zero, I'm a member of the Streak Runners International, and so my run streak is listed there with them. And if I miss a day, I go back down to zero, and I don't want to go from 900 and something down to zero. So I want to get at least 1,000 days in before that happens. But so I've been making sure I get out there. But without having your friends to run with and encourage you and to distract you from some of the boredom of running, then it's really hard to run on your own. But it's doable. It's manageable.
I know for myself, I'm not one of those people who I could... I know for myself, I can't run long distance. I don't think that my legs are meant for running at all. It hurts too much.
Yeah, running hurts in the beginning for sure. Your body does adjust, just like with any exercise. Your body adjusts, but yeah, running isn't for some people. Everybody finds their own exercise that they enjoy. You have to enjoy exercise, otherwise you're not going to stick with it. So whether that's whether you enjoy walking or hiking or running or biking or yoga or even going to the gym, lifting weights. You know, taekwondo, karate, all those, you know, you have to really enjoy it. And otherwise you won't stick with it.
I know. I definitely enjoy karate. It's fun just to take the anger out on the pads.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my husband and my daughter did taekwondo. They really enjoyed it.
What keeps you motivated to keep running?
Well, one is my streak. So like I said, I don't want to go back down to zero in terms of my days. So my streak is really a big part of my running now. I don't run fast. I'm not a fast runner. I run for fitness, not to win races or not to get a personal best time. I just run for health. And so running every day keeps me motivated right now.
Well, and I also noticed that you run your own website, Pink Ribbon Runner. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, running's helped me so much in terms of my cancer. It's helped me get healthy after my cancer. It keeps some of the side effects of my medications down. So I've done a lot of research. When I had cancer, and I was at home recovering from treatments, all I did was read about what I could do to help, my doctors get me better. So I followed my doctor's advice, but then there was other things that I could do to get better myself. Things like nutrition, and meditation and exercise. And I did a ton of reading. I poured through medical journals. I poured through scientific research articles. I bought books about the subject, and I really got into recovering from cancer. So I wanted to share that knowledge. It's good nutrition and exercise and mindfulness has really helped me. So I wanted to help other people with that. And I'm actually very into helping other people now. I'm actually going back. I went back to school. I'm getting my health coaching certificate so that I can do more of this.
That should be cool. As you probably know, talking to me on Facebook and everything, I'm still in school going for motivational speaking, and I have a pretty much a plan B and C if it doesn't work out.
That's great.
Well. But it opens up more opportunities for me. I can definitely appreciate if somebody comes back to school. I even said I wouldn't want to go to college after high school. That's when I took 3 years off anyway. Who's counting?
Well, I think education is very important. That's why I set out to educate myself about my cancer and about what I could do. I think it's great that you're in school and trying to educate yourself and make fitness and make this help people through motivational speaking and through your website. And our websites are very similar in that you're trying to help people get fit and practice good nutrition. So you do it from a little bit of a different perspective than I do. You help autistic people and I'm helping cancer patients. So I think that's all wonderful. I think people need help and they need good information. And they like to get it from, and I think they need to get it from people who have been there, who've been in that situation.
I definitely agree on that because it's one thing to have it all, to get information by old doctors and health experts, but I feel like that there's always. It's also better to hear from somebody who goes through like either cancer or having autism because it's like they're just providing the research and facts. And it's like, well, I live with it every single day, and you live with cancer every single day. Is it still there or is it gone?
Yeah, my cancer's in remission. So luckily, but it, you know, there's always that fear that it could come back anytime, right? And it happens. People get cancer again and again. So and that happens. So there's always the fear in the back of our minds. So that also keeps me motivated to keep eating right and exercising is to do what I can to prevent it from coming back. But yeah, in terms of helping people, doctors and nurses and people in the healthcare industry, unless they've actually experienced it themselves, they don't really understand those fears. And they read about it. They read and they learn about it in school, but they don't truly understand. So coming from the perspective of people who have been there, like you with autism and me with cancer, it's different. It really helps to come from people who've been there.
What, if you don't mind me asking, how long ago did you create your website, and how long it's been up and running for?
It's been up and running since February of last year, so February 2019, and it's been steadily growing. I have I'm approaching 100 articles on my website now through either I've written them or I've had guest posts. You were one of those guest posts and your article is great. It's a very inspiring article. So, and it's designed to encourage people to develop a healthy lifestyle.
I really do like the logo that you have. Did you create it yourself?
I did. I wanted, since I'm running back to health, and I used running to get back to health, the logo is, there's an ECG tracing, and then the runner is me, a female runner dressed in pink, and she's running towards the ECG. And so she's running back to health. And that's exactly what I did. I used running to get back into health.
I think that's like it's a very noticeable logo, and you can't miss it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I was hoping it was unique.
Yeah, I've seen some logos out there that are just.
Yeah, well, I wanted something simple and clean, and something that was easily recognized, and my color. I run in pink, so my colors of my website are pink and purple, and those are the colors I usually run in because breast cancer. I had breast cancer, and that's. And that's sort of the colors behind my website.
Well, at least you have colors on your website because mine is only my colors are only black, white, and gold.
I like those colors. Well, one thing I worried about with my colors being pink and purple, and I do attract a lot of women on my site, but my site's not just for women. It's for men, too, men who have experienced cancer. So if they can get past the pink, there is.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
And the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
Certainly welcome to come to my website and poke around. But the colors are because I went through breast cancer, and pink sort of represents that.
Well, you know, the saying is it takes a true man to wear pink.
That's true.
I think that's wear pink once in my life, and I haven't wore it since.
Yeah, it's definitely not a color that, I don't know why. I don't know why it's a color that men don't like. It's I guess it stems from when we're babies. Mothers usually buy their baby girls pink stuff and their baby boys blue stuff. So I think it's sort of ingrained that pink is for girl and blue is for boys. But that, I mean, I don't, it should be for everybody.
What do you, have you ever, how many races have you ever participated in?
Oh, wow. A lot. Let's start with the marathons. I've ran one marathon. I ran it last year. A marathon is 26.2 miles, and that was tough. Before that, I had ran 15 half marathons, and I ran a number of lesser distances, so a lot of 5Ks and a lot of 10Ks and some 10 mile distances.
Jeez. I don't think I still don't think I can do that.
No, it's not for everybody, but racing is so much fun. And I say racing because that's what they are. They're races. So you're supposed to go out and you're supposed to do your best. And some people, some of the elite runners, they do run to win. But the majority of us, probably about 80 to 90% of us, and I call myself a back of the pack runner. I'm pretty slow. We just run for fun, and racing provides a social opportunity for people. And so you get together with your friends and you run races, and you meet people that like to run races, and you just try and do your best. And when you get across that finish line, it's the best feeling in the world. I got hooked crossing my very first 5K finish line. It was amazing to me that I had just ran 5 kilometers, and I couldn't believe it. And just the rush of adrenaline and just all the happy hormones, and got running. And then I was hooked. I needed to do that again and again. So I've run a lot of races. They're fun.
That sounds like me in karate, where it's all the adrenaline, and by the time when I get off the mat, I'm drenched and everything. And it's like, well, I just left all my feelings on the mat, physically and mentally. But you just want more and more, and once you punch one bag, you just want to punch more bags. And what's even nice is that even in kickboxing class, you get to spar with your partner, obviously with all the pads on and everything, and obviously you don't like punch each other, knock each other out, but practice on each other. It's legal.
Yeah, it's, so you know the feeling, but once you get through that fight, that it feels good that you've accomplished something.
And, eight rounds in 45 minutes. Yeah, it definitely feels good, especially when they blast music in the whole place as well.
Yeah, it gets you pumped up. And then you meet people, right? You meet people who enjoy karate too. And you talk karate and you, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I met a lot of people through karate. Not only a lot of some of them are their own bosses. My sensei is inspiring. He's basically like a real life Yoda from Star Wars.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's good. And so you know that feeling, that connection you have with the other people, that just makes the whole, it makes it a whole sort of world in and of itself that's really enjoyable.
Yeah, it really is. And it's really enjoyable with everybody there. I miss them all because everything is now on Zoom classes at the moment with karate. And they say that they're opening up sometime at the end of June.
Oh, that's good.
But I decided to stay on the Zoom classes too because I don't feel comfortable going back yet.
Yeah, it takes time. We're sort of allowed to run in small groups now, and I haven't, because there's still that worry about, you know, COVID's still out there. So I prefer to kind of run on my own right now. So I understand that.
What do you think is the most challenging part about running?
Actually running. It's hard. And with running, you don't need to run fast all the time. But when you're starting out running, it's just hard all the time. So, and getting past that feeling of not being able to breathe, get enough oxygen in, and just the tired, sore legs, it can be really tough. I know I'm making it sound great, but it's... So the actual running part is probably the hardest part, but the feeling afterwards is so worth it. It's so much, you feel, you get your adrenaline going and your happy hormones flowing, and you feel like you've accomplished something. So the running part's the hardest part.
Do you run the same trail every single time, or do you do different trails?
Well, since COVID's been here and we've been restricted on where we can go and who we can go with, I've been sort of running my neighborhood over and over again. I'm getting kind of sick of it. I want to go out and find other places. My favorite thing to do is run when I travel. So to find new areas to explore, it just that's my favorite thing. And I've actually written a few blog articles on some of the places I've discovered with running and traveling. It's really a great way to see a place.
Do you ever Are there ever days that you feel like you don't want to run?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's days where I really dread and I leave it until about 10 o'clock at night because I really don't want to go for a run. But then I always, when I get out there because of my streak, that I don't want my streak to end. I'm so glad I did. I feel so much better once the run's over. I feel energized and healthy and happier when I get out there.
Well, I don't know if any of my friends from karate ever listen to this podcast, but if they do, well, I'm sorry to admit this, but on Monday, I didn't really feel like going to karate, but I still went anyway.
That's good. Sometimes
even
you have
in my
to...
own house.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to push yourself, but then once you do it, then you feel much better.
Actually, I don't know. No, actually, no. It wasn't Monday. It was Wednesday. Whoops. The days blend in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you did it, right? You went out there and you did your karate. How did you feel afterwards?
It felt great. I felt like I could conquer the world. Not that I would, but... but I felt like I could do anything that I set my mind to. It also made for a better, actually, no, it wasn't Wednesday, it was Monday. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I lost track. But anyway, it felt good. And it made for a better Thursday. And I'm still going with momentum today. Which is awesome. Always need that extra momentum. It's kind of like it's kind of like coffee for some people, but I don't drink coffee, so I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, coffee's my bad habit. one of my bad habits. I drink a lot of coffee, but you're right. Like exercise is a great way to start your day, and it's a great way to finish your day. It just leaves you feeling so much better. But yeah, it can be really hard to start. It can be really hard to get out there. So I always say putting on so maybe actually I can change my answer to your last question. Putting on your running shoes is probably the hardest part.
Well, that's why I would have to say that's kind of like with karate, that if you're not in your karate uniform ahead of time, you kind of feel like, well, can I, I was like, can I skip? Or and I was like, is that possible? But then I remind myself, and it's like, well, one, this whole, since the whole coronavirus is going on, what excuse do I have? And it's like, I'm in my own house. I have internet. And like the only two excuses that I could see possibly fit that I can't make it is either my internet is out or I'm sick and I have to stay in bed. But I don't have any other excuses.
Exactly, right?
Especially now that it's on Zoom, and it's like, I don't have an excuse to not go, to not show up.
Yeah. Yeah, when you work out in your own home, you're really obligated. Yeah. But it can be really hard to motivate yourself to actually work out when you're at home.
Well, the how I picture how I get myself motivated is that I see it as like, okay, let me use karate as an example since I'm on a roll anyway. Like for me, why I keep myself motivated is by I know that it's 45 minutes all to myself. No one can interrupt me. No one can well, except for my sensei and my Joshus, who can interrupt me if I'm doing something wrong to help me correct myself. But no one in my family can come down and interrupt me. That either during karate or even just when I'm working out on Beachbody on Demand, it's 45 minutes or 30 minutes or 23 minutes to myself, knowing it's me time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing that I love about running. I can just go out and do my run, and I can just leave the world behind. Can either listen to the sounds of nature when I'm running on a trail, or I can put my earbuds in and just run to the music. It's really great.
Do you use any running apps?
There's that Run Zombie Run that I haven't tried yet.
That sounds more like of a game.
It is a game. It's a game with running. So you get chased by zombies and you have to outrun them. And it's when you're actually running and in real time when you're running. No, I haven't really used an app, but that one sounds like fun.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
What were we saying again before this whole thing happened?
We were talking about apps and running, and I was talking about the zombie run app.
I was going to say, is there any other places that you, are there any other apps that you use to track your running and everything?
I have a Garmin watch that a Garmin Vivo Active, and I use that to track my runs. So I use Garmin Connects. I have used MapMyRun in the past, but I found it wasn't that accurate. But a lot of runners use Garmin, so I got my first Garmin watch. I got a Garmin Forerunner 15, I think was my first watch, and then my next watch was the Vivo Active, and I think after my Vivo Active conks out, I think Forerunner 35 will be my next watch. My husband has that one, and I really like it. So,
I can't even pronounce this brand name, but I think it's called the Xiaomi Mi Band 4, and it was what I liked about it is that it just kind of it tracks all my steps, tracks running and weightlifting, and I believe it can track weightlifting, but it can track pretty much a lot of exercises. It can track pretty much a lot of things, and plus it was the only thing after my last Garmin that I had that just kept on dying and dying and dying. I was like, I'm done with this thing. And so I got this, and it was more affordable than the other one. The Garmin one was like $100, and it was like, this is $100. And it's like, I could go to something more with like $30.
Yeah, Garmin is expensive. Yeah, I was reading about that on your website, and I forgot about that one. I was going to look into that. My Vivo Active has to conk out first before I buy my new watch, though. I can't afford a new one right now. But I was reading about that on your site, and it looked pretty good.
All right, check it out if you ever are interested. If you have any questions, I can definitely point you in the right direction. I like it so far.
Great.
Some people don't like the company, but I don't have any problems. I was just looking for something that I didn't want to spend another $100 on something. And I was like, I'll spend another few hundred on a new phone if I ever can replace my phone. But I really don't want to spend any more money on an expensive fitness tracker.
No, that's... yeah, I'll definitely check it out. Sounds like a good watch.
Where can people find you?
On pinkribbonrunner.com. So that's my website, and it's you can find me there. I have email. I'm also on Facebook at Pink Ribbon Runner, and Instagram and Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well.
Hmm. Yeah. One last thing before we wrap up. Is it a how would you recommend people to start off running?
Joining a exercise class was probably the, or a run class is probably the way that I would recommend it. Just to put on a pair of shoes and go out the door is one way a lot of people do it. But when you join a run class that, with people who know about running, you can do it properly. There's so many things that can go wrong with joint injuries, and you know, you need proper running shoes, so you need to know what to buy for running shoes. You need to know, you know, what clothes to wear, because there's things like chafing and blisters. And one thing with a run class too is you have other participants going through the same thing that you're going through and struggling just like you're struggling. I don't think I'd be running if I didn't take a run class, and have those people where we all encouraged each other to continue on despite how hard it was. So social running is really, really important to get going. So.
Yeah. That's really good advice. It makes running sound very easy.
Well, it sort of is. It's because some people think we were born to run and that we're designed to be runners, and that's true. We were designed to be runners, and it's just our lifestyle that has made us more sedentary and taken away the ability to run in most people. So so it is it's a natural thing for us to do, but it is hard to get started. So having encouragement from other people and taking a run class and learning how to do it properly without getting injured is really important.
It sounds like an art.
Yeah, and soon I'll have my own little running program started on my website. I'm in the works on building a Couch to 5K program for cancer survivors. So, and it's going to be a really gentle program. I taught running to cancer survivors with other programs, and I found that they were hard for cancer survivors whose body's been weakened by chemo and treatments. So I've actually developed a program that is really gentle, and it will help get runners, help get cancer survivors running, take them from walking to running. And so that's coming. That's in the works. I hope to get that up and on my website soon.
You should send it over to me so I can check it out when it's done.
I will.
I'm looking forward to it. Again, thanks for joining me on my Healthy Living with Crazy Fitness Guy podcast.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. It's been great.
It was always... pleasure. Hopefully we can have you back again.
Oh, I'd like that.
Well, have a good day.
Okay, you too.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Step into the world of power, loyalty. and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.